You know, my mom used to tell me my mouth was going to get me in big trouble. Man, was she right. But if that's the way it's going to be, we're just going to have to live with it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things that you need to know right now. Number three, the Michigan State football team still without a rudder. The Spartan Nation shocked when its top choice to join the program as the new head coach, Luke Fickell, said, "Hey, I'm good. No thanks. Now what?" Number two, the University of Michigan seeing a big move for Detroit in the years to come, and in the right direction, it seems, with faster income and job gains than other cities and other parts of the state. And number one, the Democratic horse race heating up less than a month ago before they all arrive here in Michigan on March 10th for the primary. But it's in New Hampshire today. Bernie likely to come out on top. That's what we're guessing anyway. But Michael Bloomberg was on the way to the top of the pile, but now big trouble for Michael Bloomberg. You see the former mayor of New York, well, he got a little casual at a conference at the Aspen Institute where he explained just a couple of years ago, I think it might have been 2015, that you can just Xerox the description of suspects in crime in America as male minorities 16 to 25 and hand it to the cops. A bit of a problematic explanation he gives for stop and frisk. All the crime, he says, is in minority communities. And if you want to get guns off the street, well, just throw them up against the wall and frisk them. Throw them up against the wall and frisk them. The audio's out today. I doubt that I'll see it on MSNBC. I doubt that you'll hear it there. But big trouble for Michael Bloomberg. And I say that because he was really burning up the track with minority voters, especially. New polling from Quinnipiac shows that nearly half of Joe Biden's African-American support had abandoned him in recent weeks. Let me give you an example. In January, late January, 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden was getting 52% of the African-American Democratic primary voters. Michael Bloomberg had 8%. So 52%, 8%. Today, coming into New Hampshire, Biden was getting 27%, about half. Bloomberg had almost tripled to 22%. Well, that was, of course, before the African-American community heard him about throwing kids against the wall to frisk them to find guns, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe that's just the technique, right? Maybe whatever it takes. So, we'll see what happens to Michael Bloomberg as a result of the release of this tape. Again, it came from this Aspen Institute speech from 3-4 years ago. It's going to be trouble. And here's another bit of polling that was showing Michael Bloomberg picking up momentum from Gallup. Showing that small business owners highly engaged in the 2020 election, and Michael Bloomberg being the only guy in the entire field capable of beating Donald Trump, of everybody that's out there. Right? And so we'll see how big of a hit he takes from this. This is going to be a hit. It's going to be a hit because it's going to be a blow against his whatever base he might have had. Trying to justify stop and frisk, trying to say it's okay to throw kids against the wall to frisk them is not going to go over well with any of the voters. Not to mention, the president's economy is doing so well right now. In fact, let's go to bite number two. Acting OMB Director Russ Vought taking on Nancy Pelosi and the panicked Democrats by responding to a slew of allegations that President Trump is attacking Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. He says, come on, same old tactics, same nonsense. Bite number two with Russ Vought. Bite two, go.
As it pertains to Medicare and Medicaid, her accusations are totally false. Medicare will grow by 6%. Medicaid will grow by 3%. And we propose reforms that are good government, things like reducing the cost of prescription drug benefits. That's $135 billion. It's something that Democrats have said they're interested in doing it. The president's been very clear there will be no changes to the benefits of Social Security and Medicare, and this budget complies with that promise to the American people.
There you go. Complies with his promises to the American people. Yeah, so here we are in New Hampshire. Sorry, fighting a bit of a cold, it seems. Happens, right? But it's not the coronavirus. How dare you say such a thing? It's just a cold. Maybe I'll quarantine myself at home for 2 weeks with a bottle of hooch. You make that out of the farm, do you, Alex? Hooch? Sure, he says. It's not the coronavirus. Anyhow. Speaking of Michael Bloomberg, I'm going to stay with that for just a moment. And I want to go to Bite 6 because Bernie Sanders is steamed about this whole deal. Let's be honest where Bernie's coming from as we go through the New Hampshire primary. And that is he feels, and legitimately so, that the Democratic establishment tried to rip him off in 2016. I mean, Bernie Sanders may have won without superdelegates and so forth. Hillary Clinton was not popular. Still isn't. And now he sees the same thing developing with Michael Bloomberg. And he's not going to keep his powder dry. He's going to start shooting now and shooting often and taking on the billionaire from New York. Bite 6 with Bernie. Bite 6, go.
Right now you have Mayor Bloomberg running. Some people look at him as the solution. Is he part of the solution or is he part of the problem when you talk about big money in politics?
Well, I think you're exactly right. He's part of the problem. Look, Bloomberg, anybody else in America has the right to run for president. But I think in a democracy, you do not have the right to buy the presidency. And it really is absurd that we have a guy who's prepared to spend already many hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads. Meanwhile, he did not do what all of the other Democratic candidates do. He wasn't holding town meetings in Iowa or New Hampshire, Nevada or South Carolina. Those were not important enough for him. He could simply buy the election with hundreds of millions of dollars of ads. That is wrong. That is the basic fundamental problem of American society, is that billionaires have extraordinary wealth and power over the economic and political life of this country, and that's what we're fighting to end.
Thank you, Bernie, for that. By the way, from one of our dedicated listeners, Craig writes this just as an aside to my friend Alex talking about the coronavirus. Hey, you know what goes well with the coronavirus? Lyme disease. Well, thank you, Craig. Thank you so much for that. Good Lord. The viewers have lost it today. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. You can get your free water test today by going to wolverinewater.com. Make sure you do it. I've been a customer for years and years. Years and years. Long before the radio program. If I say you can go there, you can trust me. Of course you can. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. A fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.